In June 1954, 18-year-old Emmett Watson returns to Nebraska after serving 15 months at a juvenile work farm for involuntary manslaughter. His plans are simple: pick up his 8-year-old brother Billy and head west to California. Their father has died, the family farm foreclosed, and it's time for a fresh start. But when two escaped inmates, the charismatic trickster Duchess and the sweet, troubled Wooly, arrive hidden in the warden's car trunk, Emmett's carefully laid plans unravel. What follows is a 10-day odyssey, where the intended westward journey along the Lincoln Highway becomes an unexpected eastward adventure through the heart of mid-century America. Billy dreams of finding their long-absent mother in San Francisco, while Duchess schemes to collect Wooly's $150,000 inheritance from his family's Adirondack camp in upstate New York. As their journey unfolds, each boy confronts his past while searching for a place to call home in a rapidly changing nation. Each character carries a distinct parental legacy. Emmett inherits $3,000 and a torn Emerson essay urging him to find his own path. Having watched his father's stubborn traditionalism lead to financial ruin, he embraces practicality, planning to flip houses in California to break his family's cycle of struggle. Wooly Martin bears the weight of wealth and expectation. His $150,000 trust fund represents both opportunity and constraint as his neurodivergent mind clashes with high society's rigid structures. For Wooly, accessing his inheritance means claiming autonomy from family expectations. Billy shoulders the emotional aftermath of maternal abandonment. His quest to find their mother in San Francisco, guided by mysterious postcards, reveals his deep need for connection. He approaches inheritance with boundless optimism, believing in happy endings like those in his adventure books. Duchess operates by a complex moral code centered on the chains of wrongdoing and balancing accounts. Every debt must be paid and every wrong avenged, though his calculations often serve his interests. When Jake Snyder attacks Emmett, Emmett stoically accepts it as deserved, while Duchess later ambushes the cowboy, delivering justice with a 2x4. 8-year-old Billy Watson serves as the novel's moral center, viewing the world through Professor Abacus Abernathy's Compendium of Heroes. His perspective is both childlike and profound, cutting through adult complexities to reveal simple truths. Billy identifies classic hero tale elements in their journey: the call to action, finding their mother, companions joining the quest, and helpers appearing at crucial moments. Meeting Professor Abernathy represents the magical collision of imagination and reality. His concept of xenos, the Greek word meaning stranger, guest, and friend, describes the figure who shows up at just the right time to play his essential role. This understanding proves crucial when Billy follows Emmett to Wooly's family camp, arriving perfectly to prevent disaster. Billy's wisdom extends to his stance against Principal Huxley's nuclear drills, citing Professor Abernathy's teaching that a hero never turns his back on danger. Throughout their journey, Billy maintains unwavering faith in finding their mother, his optimism driving their adventure forward. The Lincoln Highway functions as a character itself, representing America's varied possibilities. Established in 1913 as the nation's first transcontinental highway from Times Square to San Francisco, it symbolizes different opportunities for each character: escape, adventure, reunion, or a fresh start. The 1954 setting captures America at a pivotal moment between World War II and the cultural revolutions of the 1960s. The country stands on the cusp of transformation, with emerging interstate systems and expanding suburbs. As Sally Ransom observes, local establishments are declining not because of the war, but because of the suburbs. Different settings reveal distinct Americas: Nebraska's fading small towns, the Wolcott's elegant but restrictive world, New York's gritty tenements, and California's promise. Each landscape shapes characters' possibilities and perspectives. The contrast between Emmett's practical Studebaker and Woolley's luxury Cadillac highlights America's class divisions, while the Studebaker's bright yellow repaint symbolizes the transformation necessary in rapidly changing post-war America. At its heart, the novel explores what it means to find home, both physically and emotionally. Each character searches for belonging differently, revealing the universal human need for connection and place. For Emmett, home means security and opportunity rather than location. Having lost his family farm, he seeks to create a foundation by planning to flip houses in California, building literal homes while establishing financial security. Billy's concept of home centers on family reunion. His dream house in San Francisco, which Woolley helps him design with a covered porch for rainy afternoons, represents his hope of reuniting with their mother. For Woolley, home exists primarily in memory and imagination. His family's Adirondack camp represents his happiest times before social expectations complicated his life. Duchess has the most complicated relationship with home. Raised in hotels by his actor father, he never experienced domestic stability. When examining family photographs at the Woolcott camp, Duchess finds something profoundly enviable, not their wealth, but their sense of continuity across generations. Throughout the novel, characters use stories to make sense of experiences. Duchess fabricates his past to maintain his self-image as someone wronged rather than wrongdoer. Woolley appreciates Professor Abernathy's condensed version of The Count of Monte Cristo for providing access to a world that might otherwise overwhelm him. The novel explores how stories connect people across time and circumstance. When Billy reads to Ulysses, a black veteran searching for his family, about the great Ulysses Odyssey, it creates recognition that helps the veteran reconsider his own journey. Professor Abernathy embodies storytelling's power, writing by lamplight in his Empire State Building office, surrounded by books, creating adventures that shape young minds like Billy's. The boy's brotherhood, both biological and chosen, provides the emotional anchor throughout. Emmett's devotion to Billy, Woolley's gentle kindness, Duchess's complicated loyalty, and Ulysses's protective wisdom form a temporary family bound by something stronger than blood. Even as their paths diverge, these connections continue shaping their journeys and identities. The Lincoln Highway reminds us that life rarely follows our carefully plotted routes. Emmett's plan to drive west becomes an eastward odyssey filled with detours and unexpected discoveries. By journey's end, no character reaches their intended destination, yet each undergoes profound transformation. The novel suggests redemption comes not through balancing moral ledgers, but through forward movement and renewed purpose. When Emmett researches California's population growth, he seeks confirmation that second chances exist, that one can build a new life after profound loss and mistake. Perhaps the true Lincoln Highway isn't the physical coast-to-coast road, but the internal path each of us travels to find our place in the world. Some journeys take us thousands of miles, only to bring us back where we started, while others lead to unimagined destinations. The highway isn't just about reaching a geographical endpoint. It's about discovering who we become along the way. What road are you traveling? And is it taking you where you truly need to go?